Hello, and welcome back to Classical Music Spotlight. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard came from the pen of the Australian-born composer Percy Grainger, one of four different composers featured in this podcast because they all wrote great, great pieces for wind ensemble. And by writing these pieces, they helped convince the larger public, and even a few of their fellow composers, that the wind band could indeed be a place for great and serious music. I'll have more information about each of the composers as the podcast progresses. First, here's a bit more of Horxtow Grange, one of the six movements in Percy Grainger's classic band piece, Lincolnshire Posy. Besides having four amazing pieces of band music, this CD is also like having a cross-section of band history, at least in the 20th century. It's kind of like a geological cross-section that you see on some cliffs, but made of music. The further you dig, the older the pieces get. The oldest piece on the CD, First Suite in E-flat for military band, dates back almost exactly 100 years, to 1909. At least that's when Gustav Holst wrote it, though the piece had to wait another 11 years before receiving a public performance. But since that time, it's been played, oh, probably thousands of times, by bands all over the world because it's just that good and just that much fun to play. What's important about this piece, at least to band musicians, is that it sets the bar really high for all of the composers who followed. Good examples are as important in the band world as anywhere else. Holst's piece has great tunes, and it's skillfully put together. He manages to create a lush, almost orchestral sound using the wind ensemble, and it's something he achieves by knowing exactly how to write for all the instruments involved. The trumpet parts sound great on trumpet, the trombone parts sound wonderful on trombone, and the piccolo parts sound like they were meant for that instrument. Now, that seems like a terribly obvious thing to say, but there are many composers who write nice musical ideas, but for the wrong instruments, so the music always sounds awkward. Two of the composers on this disc share an unexpected avocation or hobby. Both Gustav Holst and Percy Grainger were tireless walkers, and we're not talking about mall walking or going around the block a few times. It's estimated that Holst probably went on extended hikes in practically every county in England, and probably in practically every season. and he did much the same in Italy, France, Germany, Austria, and Czechoslovakia. Just as Percy Grainger used to schedule his concert tours so he could walk from one city to the next. Besides a love of walking, these two composers also shared a love of folk song, English folk song. In the Grainger piece, the use of folk song is explicit. The piece is based on those tunes. In the case of Holst, his band piece simply suggests folk music by using the same 8-bar-long melodic structure that's so popular in English folk song, so although they're Holst original tunes, they sound like folk songs. Here's a bit of the chaconne from his Suite for Band, Suite in E-flat for military band, that is. The chaconne simply means the entire piece is based on a bass line that repeats itself over and over, 16 times in this particular movement. And Holst very conveniently gives you the bass line right at the beginning, all alone in the trombones and tuba, which is kind of like showing you the musical foundation the entire piece is based on. Percy Grainger, the other hiker on this disc, was born in Adelaide, Australia in 1882. He was a brilliant pianist with apparently endless energy. He would plan concert tours so he could walk from concert to concert. Once on a tour of South Africa, he met a local Zulu tribe while walking between concert cities and invited them to his next concert, an act of generosity that practically started a war in that country, when the warriors showed up at the gates to the city expecting to hear the concert. Percy Grainger's invitation prevailed, and they did attend the concert and apparently quite enjoyed it, though the discomfort of his wife Afrikaans hosts can only be imagined. Grainger was also an Anglophile, to put it mildly. Perhaps an Anglo-nut is a better description. He simply loved all things British, including their folk songs, which he studied and collected. And no doubt those long hikes on the English trails were the perfect place to hear people singing these songs, which leads us to his piece, Lincolnshire Posy. As I said, unlike Holst's piece, this is based directly on English folk songs. Here's the opening of the piece, based on a folk song called Lisbon, all about being a sailor about to set sail and the broken-hearted love he leaves behind. Among other things, Percy Grainger was an inventor of musical machines and a talented linguist who spoke 11 languages. And in the midst of all that, he found time to compose. He seemed to do everything with great drama and flair. And I'm just astonished at the energy the guy had. He had more energy than he knew what to do with. On one ocean voyage, he decided to shovel coal in the engine room with the crewmen. Or he would arrive at rehearsals by leaping over the grand piano just for the fun of it. And when he got married, he did so in the Hollywood Bowl with 20,000 people in attendance. But back to the piece at hand. In Lincolnshire Posy, Grainger tries to capture both the folk tunes and the feeling or intent of the lyrics, which means that each of the movements has a very different mood or feel. Here is Rufford Park Poachers, with a tune that's played out of sync in different instruments at the beginning, like a group of lads who want to sing the song but can't quite start at the same time. The most contemporary piece on this CD is And the Mountains Rising Nowhere by the Chicago-born composer Joseph Schwantner. With this piece, we're in a completely different sound universe from that of Holst or Grainger. Darker, more dramatic, limited by no traditions except those the composer chooses to invoke. But to me, that's what's most compelling about band music. Because of the huge range of sounds a band can make, and its relatively short history, it can be equally at home playing Baroque music arrangements or the most contemporary ideas a composer can throw at it. Paul Hindemith composed his symphony in B-flat at the request of one Lieutenant Colonel Hugh Curry, who was then leader of the United States Army Band. And in it, Hindemith treats the band with the same seriousness that he would have done for an orchestra or an opera company. Within this more contemporary language, he utilizes the tonal range of the band to the full, and as with most of Hindemith's music, the piece is brilliantly organized. Far from treating the band as some kind of poor musical cousin, Hindemith clearly saw writing this piece as a positive artistic challenge worthy of his best effort. That's all for this podcast, other than to tell you the performers on this excellent CD. And they're none other than the Peabody Conservatory Wind Ensemble, conducted by Harlan D. Parker. If you're looking to introduce yourself or someone else to the world of band music, this CD would be a terrific place to start. The performances are great, it's beautifully recorded, and you get to hear four of the very best band pieces ever written, each in a very different style. The CD is called Trendsetters, and it's available through all fine record stores, online retailers, and download sites. Naxos catalog number 8.572242. That's all for this podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. Thanks for joining me. To go out, here's a bit more from Granger's Lincolnshire Posy, a movement based on the folk song Lord Melbourne, with words that begin, "I'm an Englishman to my birth. Lord Melbourne is my name. In Devonshire I drew my first breath, that place of noble fame."